Welcome to Tehillim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz, Perek Samach, Chapter 60, the Sanhedrin. Outside of Hallel, most of us are used to saying the words of Tehillim, not singing them. But it could be helpful to remember that David was a talented musician, and much of Tehillim were composed as songs. As we have mentioned, Tehillim were sung in the Beis HaMikdash by the Levium, accompanied by musical instruments. Pasuk Aleph. Amnatzeach al Shushan Edus, for the conductor on an instrument called Shushan Edus. What kind of instrument is this? Mefarshim explained it to be an instrument that was either shaped like a rose or an instrument that played such beautiful music that it was compared to the rose, which is one of the most beautiful flowers. Rashi hones in on the word Edus, which means testimony, and understands it to be a reference to the Sanhedrin. Who were the Sanhedrin? They were the highest court in the land. The Sanhedrin was composed of 71 wise and great people. Moshe Rabbeinu put together and led the very first Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin was located near the physical spiritual center of the Jewish people, near the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. The role of the Sanhedrin was to protect Klal Yisrael from sinning, like the thorns that protect a delicate rose. David HaMelech fought in many battles, and many of them were defensive, protecting the Jewish people from attacking enemies. But in this parak, David begins offensive warfare. Amongst the unique powers of the Sanhedrin was that they were the ones who could authorize a Melchemas HaRishus, a voluntary war, an offensive war. Despite being the Melech, the king, the powerful leader of the Jewish nation, David was careful to follow the guidance and authority of the Sanhedrin. He asked questions. He humbled himself to ask and accept their decisions. This parak references David's battles against the kingdoms of Aram. Those battles entailed halachic questions, and so David dedicates this Tehillim to the Sanhedrin, which granted him full authority to proceed in battle. In our weekday Shmona Esrei, we daven Hashiva Shofteinu Kavarishana, a request that the Sanhedrin be reinstated. Until that day takes place, we can take lesson from David HaMelech to turn to the Torah authorities we have access to in our lives for guidance in our life decisions. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Basfegel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.